Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to the Karma You podcast. This is your host, Chloe Brotheridge. I'm a coach, a hypnotherapist, and I'm the author of The Anxiety Solution and Brave New Girl. And this podcast is all about helping you to become your calmest, happiest, and most confident self. Hello, hello. Hope you're well today. Thanks for tuning in. I'm going to talk today about how to develop a success mindset. And I'm going to share 4 strategies that anyone can employ to develop this mindset that is going to help you and support you in doing whatever it is that you want to do. Now, I'm a little bit wary of using the word success these days because I know that there will be some of you listening who really resonate with that word, and yet other people may be put off by that. And I really want to broaden this idea of what success is, because we have quite a narrow view of success. I always remember one of my mentors, Kerry Jarvis, talking about this idea that when you Google success and you look in Google images, the images that come up are all of people wearing suits, standing around the boardroom, or like standing on top of a mountain with their hands stretched up in the air. And there is a very narrow idea of what success is in our society. And I really want to broaden that out for the purposes of this podcast to include, you know, achieving what it is that's important to you, or living the sort of life that aligns with your values, or doing more of what you love. It can really be anything. It might be having a big group of friends. It may be having a business that is supporting you and your family, or getting a new job that pays well and that you enjoy. So really expanding your idea of what success is. Success doesn't have to look a certain way. And when I'm talking about a success mindset, I'm certainly not only talking about the kind of the very narrow view of success that we have in our society right now. What I'm talking about is how to think about the world, how to think about yourself, how to think about life in a way that's going to support you, in a way that's going to make things easier for you, in a way that's going to mean that you're not standing in your own way or sabotaging yourself or feeling stuck or getting caught in negative patterns that weigh you down. So I feel like I've said my kind of caveat there. So let's get into these tips and strategies. So number one is to embrace a growth mindset. Now, most of us have a fixed mindset. And unfortunately, this is something that I really notice in those of us who struggle with things like anxiety. We can very often have a fixed mindset. We can believe that I'm just an anxious person. This is just the way I am. Nothing that I try works for me. I'll never be confident. I was born with anxiety. I was born with low confidence, and I'll never be able to change it. And there's absolutely no judgment, by the way. Those are all things that I have myself thought. And the problem with having a fixed mindset is that we really believe that our intelligence, our talents, our capabilities are very much fixed, and there's nothing that we can do about them. So there's no point in trying. And instead, a growth mindset is really developing this mindset that actually you know what, if I try things, I can improve. If I put energy and attention and some work in a certain direction, I can make progress. It's this sense that we can learn, we can grow, we can get better, we can adapt. And this is such an important mindset for anything in our lives. If we want to achieve something, having this sense that actually we can make progress if we try is such a huge one. And it sounds so simple, but so many of us are not in this mindset. Now, it's this sense at work that if you receive some feedback or some criticism, that you think to yourself, you know what, I can use this as useful feedback to help me to get better. If you have a business or you're an entrepreneur, it's this sense that instead of a failure being something that you use to beat yourself up over, or a failure causes you to quit or to, just give up, it's really being able to know that failures are inevitable along the path to success, and that you can use that failure as a learning experience and as something to support you in taking that next step forwards. Now, there's a mantra that I often share with my clients to help them to develop a growth mindset, and it is this: everything is a stepping stone. Everything is a stepping stone. You can add to that, everything's a stepping stone towards greater and greater success. And I have to say, you know, really trying to embrace a growth mindset is something that I am doing myself in an ongoing way. I experience this all the time. Someone who works for themselves, there is a lot of rejection, there's a lot of failures, there's a lot of times when things don't work, where I make mistakes, and I continually have to remind myself that is a normal part of the process. It's not a sign that I'm not enough. It's not a sign that what I'm doing is a complete disaster. I just need to adjust what I'm doing and learn from what I'm doing and keep trying and keep learning and growing. So whatever it is that you're trying to do in your life, maybe you're trying to feel more confident in social situations, maybe you're trying to get better at public speaking, remembering these are all things that you can learn and get better at. It's not fixed. It's not something that you have to avoid forever. It is something that with some attention and focus and the right mindset, you can improve. So I actually did a whole episode on growth mindset, so you can have a look back if you want to learn more about this, and you can, hear my advice more specifically on this there. So number two is to set clear goals. Now, I did this very intensely. There was a year in my life, I think it was 2017, 2018, I had my first book out, The Anxiety Solution. I was writing my second book, The Confidence Solution. And I was in a very busy phase of work. And I had a lot of goals and a lot of dreams. And every single day, literally every day, I would write down what my goals were in my notebook. And I would write down things very specifically. You know, I wanted to be featured in a certain newspaper. I wanted to have a certain guest on my podcast. I wanted to earn a certain amount of money, whatever it might have been. I was literally writing that down. I think there was something like I wanted to see 15 clients a week. And that was a big goal. And really, really interestingly, and I was actually shocked about this, even knowing that this stuff does work, I was shocked that it worked. I started to suddenly find myself, hang on, actually my article got printed in that newspaper, or actually I realised I'm seeing 15 clients a week. And it was so interesting. And when we set clear goals and when we remind ourselves of those goals, you know, this isn't about some magical thing happening. It's not like I don't know how you feel about manifesting. We could do an episode. Let me know if you want to do an episode about manifesting, because I do have lots of thoughts about that. But it's not something mystical that's happening. What we're doing is we are getting clear on what we want when we write down our goals. We are reminding ourselves of those goals. And what happens is you remind yourself, you know, I want this thing. And your brain, your subconscious mind starts to look for the opportunities to make that happen. So subconsciously, I was looking for the opportunities to write for that newspaper. I was looking for the opportunities to work with different clients. And that's how I think this can really work for us. And there's also evidence to suggest that when we write down our goals, when we tell other people, when we get really clear, we are much more likely to reach our goals. Now, your goals could be financial things, they could be about your career, they could be about where you want to live, they could be about how you want to feel. You know, perhaps you have a goal about wanting to feel more relaxed in meetings, or wanting to feel really secure in your relationship, or wanting to, you know, do lots of fun activities at the weekends, whatever it might be. Get really clear on that. So if you have a financial goal, how much specifically would you like to be earning, and by when? If you say you want more work-life balance, what exactly does that look like? Does that look like finishing work at 4 p.m. and taking Fridays off? What does that look like? Being specific is really key, and this is going to support you in reaching whatever success it is that you want. And then don't forget, when you achieve a goal, don't forget to celebrate it. Don't forget to recognize that once upon a time, this was the thing that you were dreaming about. You know, I think that's such an important thing to remember, because we are so prone to discounting our successes, discounting the progress that we're making. And, you know, I really try to do that myself as I'm, sitting here with my son, or I'm in the house that I wanted to buy, or I'm doing the work that I once dreamed of, really recognizing this is something that I have achieved. This is something that once was a goal that I wrote down in my journal every day. And so, don't forget to celebrate that. That's a key part of reinforcing the fact that you are making progress, that your goal setting is working, and it's going to motivate you to continue. Number three is kind of like my bread and butter. It's all about reprogramming your subconscious blocks. Now, I know that sometimes people get a bit, I don't know, I noticed someone that I was talking to recently that was a bit, not scared, but a bit, I don't know what the right word is, found it a weird idea to think that we can be reprogramming, that we have these subconscious blocks. So I'm going to talk about what I mean by this. What I mean by a subconscious block is simply something within our deeper mind, our subconscious, so we're not consciously maybe aware of it, we're not consciously in control of it, that is holding us back. So some examples of subconscious blocks that we might have can be deeply held beliefs. So for example, a belief that I'm not good enough. Now, if I have a subconscious block that I'm not good enough, I'm not going to be able to put myself forward for things. I'm not going to show up with confidence because I may feel like a fraud. I may feel like I'm gonna, you know, the things that I say don't have value. If I feel like I'm not good enough, I'm not going to put myself out there. I'm not going to request. You know, I may not ask that person out for a coffee, or I may not put that social media post up, or I may not put my hand up in a meeting to share something. So you can see how having a belief, having a sense of something, a limiting belief, can really impact us in the real world. And when we can change these subconscious beliefs and ideas, we can free up our ability to take action, to say what we really think and feel, to show up as ourselves. And things feel a lot easier when we don't have these subconscious things weighing us down. Now, it's also our subconscious blocks that can end up meaning that we self-sabotage. And self-sabotage is really something that can block us from achieving the success that we want. So what are some examples of self-sabotage? Now, it might be that you have a fear of what other people think, that you're really worried about what your school friends will think, what your colleagues might think, what your partner may think. And so you don't do something that's important to you. Maybe there's a hobby. Maybe you want to quit your job and go traveling. Maybe you want to set up a business. And if you really are stuck on worrying about what people think, then you're going to sabotage yourself. You're going to make excuses. You may, you know, be fiddling around with your website for your business and it's never quite perfect, so it never gets finished and you never end up launching your business. Or you have dreams about traveling and you just keep putting them off and it's never quite the right time. Or, you know, you're spending your money and not saving, and that's a kind of way that you're sabotaging that dream. So these things can really show up in sneaky ways. And a kind of a rule of thumb is that if you've been trying to do something for about 3 months and you haven't made much progress, or you haven't made any progress, chances are there's a subconscious block that is stopping you from being able to do that. You know, if you've had something on your to-do list for months and months, or, you know, you've wanted to have that conversation, or you've wanted to take a bit of action, you wanted to get into fitness, you wanted to, I don't know, whatever it might be, you wanted to get back on the dating apps, it could really be that there's something subconscious that is blocking you from doing that. And that is really worth looking at. And of course, you probably know that this is one of the things that I help people with. And if you do want to look into how to shift those subconscious blocks further, you can check out my shop on my website. You can head over to karma-u.com/shop. The link is in the show notes. And you can see all of my resources there. I've got different courses. I've got hypnotherapy sessions for work stress, for public speaking, for sleep, for high functioning anxiety. And a lot of those audios also include affirmations tracks, which are also designed to help you with those subconscious blocks. So let's get into number four, the fourth and final tip that I have for you when it comes to creating a success mindset, and it is to build a support network. It can be very lonely trying to achieve a goal when you're doing it on your own. And it can seem a lot harder if you don't know anyone who's ever done what you're trying to do. If you're not connected to anyone who's ever done what you're trying to do, it can feel very lonely because you may just see, I'm going to use that travel example again, you may just see that person on Instagram who has taken their kids to Costa Rica and they're homeschooling them there. And that's something that you'd love to do. But because you don't know anyone who's ever done that, it just seems very far away, very unattainable. Or perhaps, you know, you'd love to build a certain type of business and yet you don't know anyone who's done that before. And again, it feels very lonely. And so my suggestion to help you with the success mindset is to find a way to connect with other people who have the same dreams and goals as you, or other people who have achieved what it is that you want to achieve. There's something so powerful in just hearing like the behind the scenes information about what it takes to achieve a certain level of success or achieve something in your life. And I know that I just have the best conversations with the women in my life who may be doing similar things to me, maybe writing books and going on podcasts and, you know, having businesses in this kind of well-being space. The conversations that we have that can be very permission giving, you know, a friend saying, you know, I did a talk for this company and this is how much I charged, or, you know, I'm sharing with somebody, this is how I got this podcast guest. There's things that we get from talking to other people that you cannot Google, you cannot ask ChatGPT, and they only come from having those connections and hearing that behind the scenes, and also hearing the ups and downs of success, I think is really important, because it's not all plain sailing. There is so much, just talking from my own experience, you know, loneliness, isolation, fear, rejection, you know, receiving of criticism, all those things are so much easier to bear when you have other people to talk to. And you know that you're not the only one that's going through that. So whether that is finding a mentor, finding a coach to work with, whether that is finding business besties, whether that's joining some kind of community, and just having those open conversations about what's really going on is going to remind you that on the path to success, there are always setbacks and there's always failures and challenges. And actually, if it's been possible for someone else to achieve something, it is very likely also possible for you as well. So let's recap what we talked about. We've spoken about embracing a growth mindset, the sense that we're always learning and growing, talking about clear goals, how to set them, to write them down, to tell other people, to get really specific about those goals. We talked about reprogramming those subconscious blocks that can mean that we sabotage ourselves. And then lastly, having a support network, hanging out with people who are doing what you want to do in life. Now, I'd love to know from you, which of these tips has been useful? Come on over and find me on Instagram. I love hearing from you. You can find me at Chloe Brotheridge on Instagram. And is there anything that you'd add to this? You know, what helps you to develop a success mindset? I'd love to hear your ideas as well. And know that you can head on over to my website, karma-you.com. And I've got loads of free resources on there. I've got affirmations that you can download. I've got a workbook for high functioning anxiety, loads of things. If you head on over to my shop, you'll find that on the menu on the website, and you can see all my freebies and also all my tools and courses and things that you can get involved in if you want to take this journey further. If this has sparked your interest and you want to develop your mindset and feed your brain and your subconscious with some really good stuff, you can find all about how to do that on my website. So thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next week, and sending you lots of love. Hope you have a great week ahead. This episode is sponsored by the Hypnotherapy Collection. So you might have heard me talk about how I first discovered hypnotherapy about 12 years ago now, and how it was the one thing that could cut through my anxiety and low self-esteem and actually create a shift. For you, you might have read the self-help books, been to the workshops, had the therapy, but nothing seems to stick. Or you try out that new meditation, routine, or mindset technique, and it seems to work for a bit, but you soon find yourself frustrated and back at square one. If change feels hard, I want you to know that it's not your fault. When you realise that 95% of your thoughts, feelings, and habits come from your unconscious programming, it all starts to make sense. So if you're struggling with things like never feeling good enough, being unable to switch off, relax, and enjoy the moment, if you struggle with setting boundaries, with burnout, or with your confidence, I have just the thing for you. Enter the Hypnotherapy Collection. Hypnotherapy allows us to address things at that deep, unconscious level so that we can make shifts. And by the way, if you haven't tried hypnotherapy before, it's basically one of the most relaxing things you can do, kind of like a massage or a holiday for your brain, where you lie down in your bed or your sofa, close your eyes and let the hypnotherapy do the work for you. What could be better than that? In the Hypnotherapy Collection, you'll get 12 of my most powerful hypnotherapy sessions that help you with things like letting go of the things that you want to let go of, increasing your self-love and self-worth, sleeping better and more deeply, boosting your energy and motivation, feeling more positive, healing shame, and healing the inner child, plus loads more. And you also get some bonuses. I popped in there 4 bonus affirmation recordings to help you to change your self-talk, feel more positive, improve your confidence, and reduce your anxiety. These recordings are the perfect thing to listen to after work, to switch off from the day, before bed, to help you to sleep better, first thing in the morning to set yourself up for the day, or if you wake up in the night, they're a brilliant thing to listen to then as well. When you download them, you get to keep them forever and return to them whenever you need to. So you can head over to my website, karma-you.com/collection, to grab them now and start feeling better from the first listen. And use the code PODCAST at checkout to save 20%. That's PODCAST, all in capital letters. To save 20%, head over to karma-you.com/collection.